Hello, this is the Black Lex, also known as Dark Swain, the Irregular Man. And you're listening to the Irregular Man podcast. Just got done reading a book called The Four Agreements by Don Ruiz. Pretty deep book. I guess it would be considered philosophy. But it's a very quick read. And also, if you get a chance, you can probably buy it on Audible. I think it's less than $10. I have both versions. I have a book and the Audible version. But what I got out of this book was that, one, being a human being, just being in this world, we're wrapped up in a lot of confusion. Not only that, we all live separate lives, separate dreams. When I say dreams, this is something that he refers to as the mitote, which is also like the Hinduism or the Hindu Maya, which means illusion. So we all live with this veil of illusion in between us. And he uses the imagery of a mirror and smoke in front of the mirror. Like, we can't really see the true image of what we are when we're staring in the mirror because of the smoke in between. But we are the mirror, right? So anyway, the four agreements. Basically, it puts you in touch with your awareness to the point where you are kind of forced to pay attention to the things that really bother you. Like, for instance, the first agreement is your word must be impeccable. And this means watch what you say, say what you mean, and be careful that the words that you use don't harm people. It really will advance your awareness, because if you are really thinking about what you're saying, you will eventually learn to be careful about what comes out of your mouth. Then you have the other versions. The other three agreements are don't take things personal. And this is very important, especially in this time, in this day and age, where we're pretty much set off and triggered by so many different things and so many different people. Really just being careful about how we listen to people, not actually taking offense to something immediately, making sure that we understand that what people are saying to us is, it's not meant to be against us, but it's more of a reflection of them. So don't take it personal. This is something, whatever the offense may be, this is something going on with the person that is, you know, providing the offense or being offensive to you. Then the third agreement is don't make assumptions. Awesome. I think I've learned that in marriage. I'm trying to learn how to not take things personal in marriage as well. But don't make assumptions. I mean, This causes you to ask questions, to clarify. You want to make sure you're clarifying things that you don't understand instead of assuming what someone means, especially when it sounds confusing or when it seems like it's offensive to you. All right. Last but not least is always do your best. So to always do your best means that you're taking all three of those things, all three of those first three agreements, and put it all together and try to make sure you're adhering to those agreements in all things that you do and how you interact with your most valued relationships, your family, and then how you deal with people outside of your family, like people that you see on the street, people that you work with, acquaintances, you know, people that you would just meet. And what I find is that just by reading this book, just by thinking about it, I think I'm going to be able to treat people much better than I used to. Like I said, it gets you into the mode of being aware, getting ready to be aware of whatever is going on around you. Thinking about people before you think about yourself. And yet, knowing that you are the most important person, you know, and you drive your dream day by day. Everybody doesn't share your point of view. I think it's very valuable to read this book and take away as much as you can. And reread it. I've learned so much in the last year about myself and about how offensive I can be to others when I'm just reacting. You don't want to live your life just constantly reacting to people and places and things in negative ways and ways that aren't helpful to you as a human. And as I look toward God, my Savior Jesus Christ, and how important it is for me to adhere to these things, these same things really are in the Bible. I mean, it's in so many words, these same things are in the Bible. Especially the idea of the mirror and the smoke in front of the mirror. There's a passage in the Bible about how we see through a glass darkly. And I think it's basically saying the same thing, you know? But anyway, this Mesoamerican philosophy handed down through the ages is something that can help everybody. So anyway, this is going to come to a close. Don't want to go on too long because I'll start rambling. And this is just meant to be kind of stream of consciousness and not so much of a rant, but just kind of explaining what I went through. So anyway, this has been the Irregular Man Podcast. My name is the Black Lex, also known as Dark Swain, the Irregular Man. Till next time, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Peace.